about yourself.
Ooh. Show them what you're all about. Drag out.
Hello, everyone. It's Joseph Shepherd, and welcome to Dragged Out, presented by The Dep, the show where we sit down with some of the queens who went home a little bit too early on a Drag Race franchise. But today, it's a special bonus episode because All Star 6 is here on Paramount Plus, and we need to chat about it. So I called up one of my best Judies, who just so happened to be on two seasons of All Stars, you know, the Forgotten season and then All Stars 4. We have Latrice Royale. Hey, hey, Latrice.
Well, hey, boo-boo. How are you?
I am good. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen you in like 700 years, right?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen each other in like real life. Yes, it's true.
You know what? That hasn't happened yet. I'm like, you know, once you start touring again, if you do, I mean, you may just be on Broadway for the rest of your life now.
You know, the possibilities are endless.
Oh, so how has your run been going in the West End?
Really amazing. And I can't believe now there's only like 3 weeks left. Like we're in the countdown. Like it's almost over. So like it was a long but short ride, I guess, on the fast kind of pace moving machine. I have grown to love theater more than I thought I would. And like, just sign me up, baby. Let's do this some more. Yeah, honey. It's just like, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Did you find any part of the theater aspect difficult? Or was memorizing hard? Was doing multiple shows a week hard? Like, do you just like fly with it?
Well, you know, okay. So learning lines is kind of like, I'm pretty good at it. Like, I have a thirst for that because I like to get off book as soon as possible so I can, like, really start making choices and character choices or whatever. But it is, like, a different muscle doing 7 shows a week and making every show like that first show. You know, you got to keep it spicy. You got to keep it spontaneous and figure out ways to make yourself not get bored, you know, because you're delivering the same lines night after night. So, we all as a cast have found ways to nuance our characters and keep it very interesting to the point I can no longer look at Willem during a certain scene. I just can't. I just cannot. Cannot do it because I will break character. I will completely come unglued. Like, so I just cannot look at her at certain times. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
And isn't it also so cool, like the different audiences can bring you different vibes and feelings? Like,
completely.
It can make or break a show.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want a matinee like this past Sunday's matinee was like, oh girl, oh y'all are really not awake, or you don't even know where you are, bitch. Like, or maybe you're still awake from last night. I don't know, but they are very reserved in everything that they do. So, but the audiences, other than, you know, that was kind of like a fluke one, but like they have been amazing and everyone's loving it. And even if they're low energy, like the one that we just had, they still walk away loving what they just saw. They just couldn't express it for some reason.
I'm so happy for you because when I, you know, do the chop with you every week, I just see this light, like, you know, of you doing this show. Like, it's brought out like a new Latrice. Like, I'm like, okay, she found a little groove she likes.
It's true. It's like, it's nothing like getting a renewed or restored energy in your craft and taking it to another level and really just re-energizing yourself, because like as a creative you have to stay that way or you will get bored and it'll become mundane. It becomes work and no one wants to do that. I love what I do and I love bringing joy to others, so like I want to have a good time while I'm doing it and I'm having a blast.
Your craft got you from season 4 of Drag Race, and then you were on All Stars 1 and All Stars 4.
Yes.
And we now have All Stars 6 coming out. So I need to know, Latrice, out of those two All Stars seasons that you were on, did you have a favorite?
Yes. I mean, All Stars 4 obviously was more fun. As far as the experience went, but what I got out of All Stars 1, which is Manila, the other half of my chop,
that's so true.
Was like, you can't put a price on that. And so, like, that friendship has been so, so valuable and cherished and nourished over the past 8 years. And yeah, it's just like, you know, that's my family now. And so I have to definitely, nothing can compare to that. But I did have fun on 4. And I had Manila too, so it was great.
You did.
You had it both. Yeah, I had my cake and I was eating it too.
Well, before we dive into this cast, I want to talk with you about one thing that I do on my podcast, where since we are exposed, I would like for you to expose a behind-the-scenes moment from either one of your All-Stars that happened that didn't get shown on camera. It could be something funny, happy, sad, crazy. Like, I've had girls tell me that, like, their dress is burned up because it hit, like, the mirror of the workroom and stuff. Like, I've heard about, honey, like, crazy fights and stuff. Was there something that happened that sticks out to you that, like, what happened behind the scenes?
There was always drama behind the scenes for me. Like, I don't know. You know, it's just like, They never, when it comes to challenges where you have to do the makeover challenge, they never are prepared for bigger people. Like, they're just never prepared. We get there, we send measurements, we send sizes, and then we get there, and then they're like, oh my God, oh, wow, yeah, oh, well, what are we going to do? Well, bitch, it's Sunday, and nothing's open. So what are you going to do? I really would like to know. So yeah, it was a challenge. Like for the Judy, Best Judy challenge, they had nothing for my friend Tim. They had nothing in his size, no tights. The jacket didn't fit. Like they're talking about, I looked like I was worried and concerned for my Judy. I was, because his fucking, every time he raised his arm, his shirt went over his tits. So it was like, yeah, we were tentative. Yeah, because nothing that we had on fit. And we got pulled out. We got pulled out of getting ready time to go get fittings. So, like, we didn't have the same amount of time as everybody else did. So, you know, we didn't make excuses. And still on the runway, we were, like, rigged together. They had to cut a gusset and put a gusset in my jacket because my jacket didn't fit. Like, so nothing fit. Nothing fit. Even on the runway, it did not fit. We were taped and stapled together to make that work.
Oh my goodness.
So fuck all y'all who gave us grief, because you don't even know what happens. You know, it's really like shit happens, goes down, and we make it work on the runway because there ain't no time. You gotta go.
Well, you made it work. We and did. I mean, you're now on your Broadway, you know. You know,
I have people like tailored. Yeah. And when my things are too big, they take them in because I've lost some weight.
You have your wig lady too, right?
Yes,
you
know, I have a hair. She takes my hair every show and is redone it.
So All Stars 6 is out, and we have this cast of Akiriasi, Davenport, Eureka, Ginger, Minj, Jan, Jiggly, Baby, Pandora, Baby, Raja, Scarlet, Serena Chacha, Woo, Silky, Kylie Sonique Love, Trinity K. Bonet, and Yara Sophia. That cast is...
It's insane. It's insane. And I am loving every bit of it, bitch. It is going to be... everything. This is going to be obviously it's the largest cast that we've had in All Stars. Mm-hmm. And I mean that literally and figuratively. There's some big bone bitches up in this cast, baby.
There's also some loud mouth bitches in this cast,
baby.
As well.
So it's gonna be mouths, attitudes, drama. I already can see the handwriting on the wall because these girls are no holds barred. Like, we all know that they got mouths and they will express the way they feel.
Do you know all of these girls, or are there some that you?
I do know all of these girls. I've worked with every single one of these girls except Jan.
Out of these girls, is there anybody that you were like gung-ho rooting for?
You know, it's funny, and I normally would be trying to be politically correct and be like, oh my God, they're all my sisters. And oh my God, I wish them all the best. I really do. But I am so here for Kylie Sonique love. Sorry about it. That is not who I'm rooting for. I want to see her win it all. I love y'all all, sisters. Y'all all pretty and stuff. But that is the one I have been waiting to see for 8 years. Baby, trust and believe. That's the one right there.
When she walked out in that red for the entrance look, I was already blown away. I was like, you look so good.
Baby. Like, we were blessed enough to have her on the Christmas special that year. But I was like, I've been waiting for her to get this moment. And so, I love everybody, but that's who I am, like, my heart is with, because I don't know why. She works so hard. She's the sweetest. She's so freaking talented. And she's just lovely. She's just everything. So, That's my pick.
Now, before we get into this trailer, let's look at all of these beautiful looks. And let's just, like, we have a Kyria C. Davenport in this gold. Do we approve or disapprove?
Baby. Okay, let me just talk about a Kyria for a minute, because she already won best look in the promo for me.
True.
Her and Jiggly turned. Actually, her, Jiggly, and Benny Raja O'Hara, those three tops to me as far as the entrance promo look. And then, like, this entrance look is nothing short of just gorgeousness in gold. Just, girl, you didn't have to do us like that. But, okay, let us know who you are and that you are not here to play.
She is the body. She's here. She's here.
For real.
Jiggly Caliente, I will say, I was like, wow, Jiggly, like, the glow up.
Baby.
The glow, oh.
She's always had pretty, you know, lovely, pretty legs, but her legs right now are like, yum, yum, yum. Bitch, she looks stunning, honey. She, oh my God. Just beautiful. I'm so proud and so happy for Jiggly. That's the other one that I'm really happy about being there.
She was on four with you, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it was so, we had a lot of heart to hearts, you know, even in episode one, you know, I saw her, like, from day one. And she had a lot of demons that she was dealing with back then, but she has, over the years, blossomed and flourished and come to realize who she is as a person. And once you get your fullness and understand who you are and what you are here for, this is the result of that. And she's never looked better. She's never looked better.
Yeah. And she walked in with all that confidence in the world. It was like, it was a total 180 from season four.
Wait.
Jan just looks like Chromatica to me. I was thinking of Lady Gaga in that Lady Gaga video with Ariana.
Sailor Moon, Lady Gaga.
Exactly. It's okay.
It didn't blow me away at all, but it's just Jan. So, isn't that her thing? Jan. It's just Jan.
Just Jan. Well, she had to take out that Jan Sport. Couldn't be a backpack no more. RuPaul said, no more backpacks for you. Miss Raja O'Hara and the purple and the blue.
The one thing I love about this girl is that she knows color. And I love a bitch who plays with color. And, oh my God, like, She's been giving it to me as well. Her promo look was stunning. And then this is another stunning look. She never looks bad to me. This is a fashion queen, honey. She knows what she's doing.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
And, okay, I need to talk about this gender men's look because...
If you're going to talk about it, let's talk about this. Because, talk about it.
One, your name is Ginger Minj, and you were top three of what, season seven?
Seven.
Then you come back for All Stars 2. You got out early. Okay, we understand.
Looking. Okay.
But you come back now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is like a design challenge that went wrong.
Baby, I get that she's called herself the glamour toad, Mm-hmm. Nothing glamorous about this. I think that she was going for the polar opposite of what everybody else was doing, which was to look your very best when you come into the workroom. She decided to wear the ugliest outfit in captivity known to man. And I don't even have words, but I wouldn't be caught dead in this at all.
Wait, really, Latrice? I wanted to buy you one for your...
Baby, save your money. Save your money. Because this is like, this is bad. This is, she knows what she's doing. I think she did it, so I hope this was intentional, because you're getting the right response. If you were looking for us to be like, girl, this is horrible, the ugliest thing ever, then you have succeeded and you have won the challenge. Because, baby,
no. I would have thought, too, if you're going for more of, you know, the kooky and, you know, all of that out there, at least, like, have it fit right. Like, oh, girl, it looks bad.
Well, it's just not for you. You shouldn't be wearing this. This is horrible. Oh, God. Nobody should be wearing this.
Next up, we have Yara Sophia.
Okay, Yara Sophia is back, honey. I can't wait to see her kookiness. You know that she is also one that has always slayed the fashion game. And she makes a lot of her own creations. So I'm really interested to see what she does, because she actually gets to shine on her own merit and she's not partnered up. So, yeah.
What is that fabric called? Because to me, this is what the fabric looks like. It looks like when you go to a pride and, you know, like all the little gay boys go to like those stores and they buy those shorts, those shiny shorts,
yeah,
like, or a shiny tank. That's what that fabric is like. I'm like, oh, we're going to Pride now.
It's like a prism lycra. It's a prism lycra in gold, obviously, but it looks so amazing. The way that hits so the light is squeaky, like, bitch, that's fabulous.
Squeaky.
Yeah.
Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache somehow pulled out some milk out of her titty. I don't know how she did it. She pulled out a full glass of milk. I didn't even know they let you guys bring drinks into the workroom. And how do you keep a glass of milk
tucked in your titty?
Yeah.
It's a fat girl secret. I'm just telling you. It's trust and believe, but there's a role we can put something underneath it. You know what I mean? I know girls who've taken whole turkeys and put it underneath their titty and walked out of the Walmart with it. You know, I'm just saying, I know some girls. But
oh my gosh. So, I think the dress looks fabulous. I think she looks good.
She's elevated, yeah, for sure.
She's elevated
a lot. She's gorgeous.
Have you ever worked with Silky Nutmeg Ganache?
I have not worked with Silky. We've crossed paths, and she was just at my house the other month ago. They were down there, her, Raja, and Akiria.
I went before season 11 came out and she was on it. I went to the Abbey with her and Vanjie. And let me just tell you, her out of drag is the same as her in drag.
Correct.
I was like, correct. She was shablamming and death dropping on the floor. And I was like, this song isn't even fast.
And
what are you doing?
Don't let her get liquored up, baby. Because
No.
Whoa, baby. When I tell you she gets turnt and lit.
Miss Silky sure
a mess, honey. Miss Silky gets a mess. She becomes a mess girl. I live, honey. She's not a hard party girl. I love it.
She sure is. Oh, Miss Pandora Box finally came
back. Oh, baby, she looks like gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Just fabulous, oh. Baby. Give me some Hollywood glamour, baby. This is what I want to see, Pandora. Oh, she looks incredible. Happy she's back, really on her own merit. Obviously, so her experience on All Stars 1 was not very good looking. You know, she was not well with being partnered with Mimi on First. And so, I mean, you know, shit happens. You got to make the best of it. And yeah, you got to do it. But she kind of was defeated during that time. But yeah. I'm glad she's back. She looks amazing.
Scarlet Envy, what do you think of this look?
I don't. This looks...
You don't?
I do not. I am most disturbed with how cheap it looks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it made out of plastic? Recycling?
Yeah, it just... I will say I like the aspect of having a big hat like that.
I love
colors. The colors and it just... The swerviness. It looks kind of like, you know, jumbled up, put it in the garbage can, pulled it out, and put it on.
This is not for me.
Serena, take all the money for bad wigs, Davenport. This is Serena Cha-Cha. Serena Cha-Cha. Okay, I have a question about Serena Cha-Cha here. Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember when Serena Cha-Cha jumped into that pool of water for the photo challenge?
Yeah, I do.
And her pants went up and RuPaul was like, I see everything.
Yes.
Did she still not learn how to tuck? Because it still looks a little meaty.
Oh, does it? I can't tell. I do see what you're saying. It is kind of meaty, right? I don't know what's going on down there. I had other questions, but
What were the other questions?
Well, I mean, I see what she's going for, but it's just something about the hair hat situation that ain't jiving with me, right? Like, pick one.
Yeah.
Pick one of those. Like, you got a lot going on in this costume already, so let that be on its own, but pick either the hat or the hair. Like, either do the ponytail or do the beret, but I can't do both of them at the same time.
Our girl, Miss Kylie Sonique, love.
Oh, bitch.
I loved this.
Stop it.
Let me tell you the one thing I didn't like. I didn't like when her hat fell off and they left it in the edit. Did not
like I didn't that. Like that either, but you know what? It don't matter because even without the hat, bitch, you got to see the fullness of that beauty, that mug,
yes.
that paint. The fact that she was so motherfucking painted with glitter and stones and done, honey. She was in high drag, and that's what I'm talking about. She's a queen. She's a queen. She might be a trans woman, but that is a drag queen through and through, honey. Oh
yes,
she makes my nipples hard. She does. That bitch turns me on.
What about Miss Trinity K. Bonet?
Well, she's back! Yay!
Oh, what about Miss Eureka O'Hara?
Okay, my big sister, looking like a caged bird.
She actually should have put some birds in there.
Correct, but. You know it's going to be a good time with Eureka because Eureka ain't got no sense, number one. And I'm always interested to see what her fashion is going to be because the bitch does have a wardrobe that is no joke, honey. This is the best dressed big bitch that I know next to me.
Yes.
I'm really happy to see Miss Eureka back, honey, because she is, out of... a lot of the girls, because there's been a lot of girls, but like, there's not many big girls that are my size. And me and Eureka are very similar in stature. But when I was getting ready to go to All Stars 4, like, bitch, she was like, come over, I got you a package together, and let's go through my closet, and if there's anything you need, because some of my designers had let me down. And I got to LA and I was just like, I can't use any of this, you know? And so Eureka came to the rescue and really was there for me. I'm just, you know, it's like, and that's the part of the people don't know, you know, that's a heart of gold, honey. She is batshit crazy and I love every minute of it, but that's a heart of gold.
I love that. That is so, like, that's such sisterhood, you know? Like, just to be able to do that.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's the old drag school I come from. She's a Southern old drag queen, too. She comes from that school of you there for your sister. Period. Yeah. End of discussion. And she's that girl.
Are you ready to look at this trailer and give our thoughts, opinions?
Oh, yes.
All right. It's time for this All-Stars 6 trailer.
Sass the class and all this ass. She's back.
This is it, round two. I see talent, talent, talent.
I have been dreaming about this second chance, so get the ready.
It's a showstopper.
You look incredible.
Back to claim my crown.
This season of All-Stars is going to be a game within a game.
I am gagged, Kyle.
The girls are out for blood.
All-Stars is a game of friendships and strategy. You want to be here, show it. This is redemption time.
This not to come at you,
but it is to come at me.
Oh, hold on. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Relationships are going to have to come into play.
Get ready.
It was right on point.
I am obsessed with your outfit.
Amazing job all around.
This is not enough.
Can my All-Stars rise to the challenge?
Let's do this.
All right, Miss Latrice, what are the thoughts, opinions?
First of all, these bitches look so good. I can't even get
they
past it.
So
damn,
good.
They look so good. Oh my God, y'all look good. Congratulations on that. Oh, they look good. Okay. But this game within the game, baby, this is gonna be some shady shit going on. You hear me? You thought both bitches.
Does Latrice know?
I don't. I just heard what Rue had just said was that this year is gonna be a game within the game. So these girls already said that it's gonna be like relationships are gonna come into play. So
yeah.
They're gonna be voting for the bottom. Mm-hmm. I saw that. They get to vote for who they feel like should be in the bottom. And then I don't know what happens after that part. So I'm waiting to see.
Do you want to have that lip sync assassin twist back, or would you not want that?
I don't always agree with the happened with the winner. So it's like, why are y'all doing this? Like, you know who you're trying to give it to. You know what I mean?
Well, I also think it's funny with these trailers, you know, when it comes out right before the season, they only put up like a few outfits and then they show the talent show 900 times because they don't want to give it away for the Reddit discovery people.
I could have sworn I saw Roxy Andrews in that little snippet. Did I not?
I didn't see her. Did she appear?
I don't know. I thought I did, but
maybe she's clear.
Maybe she might be. I don't know. But somebody stole Roxy's look. If she's not there, then she has a double game.
When we see the talent show, they always start the first episode normally with the talent show. When it was your turn on All-Stars 4, how much time do you have to prep for like talent and stuff like that? Did you know about that? Like, how does that happen?
So you know that you have the talent. You obviously have to plan for it. They have to plan for it. If you have props or boxes or whatever that you need built or supplied, they have to know. And so you tell them and send them the measurements and basically what you need done. And you see it once you get there for the first time, right before your talent. And so you hope for the best and hope that it works. And for me, part of it worked and part of it didn't. But you don't get much time because you get to run through it once. And then they're like, okay, that's it. Well, bitch, I didn't realize the lights were like right there and I have this flag that I'm trying to like, so it changed a lot. I had to like change a lot of my thing on the spot, like right there.
And I've heard that from a lot of girls too, about like, especially like music and songs and changing last minute. And like, you know, Tatiana had told me that she wasn't even going to do same parts when she came out and changed it last minute. And she was like, you can't do what you're doing. So I think that is just so interesting. When you come into an All-Stars, Latrice, you were on season 4. Compared to season 4 to All-Stars 4, how big of a budget change did you pay for outfits and your package?
Shit, I didn't have anything on season, my original season. It was borrowed and I made it myself. It was really, I was still rebuilding myself from coming out of prison. So I had nothing. Now, All-Stars 4, I spent coin. I spent a good coin. Yeah, I did. And then, like, to have, like, something, some of it not work out, like, was a waste of coin. And then people were like, why is she wearing a dress again? Well, bitch, because this costume didn't work out when I got here. Yeah. So, and ain't nothing you can do. You just got to, like, keep on going with the flow. But, yeah, I spent a good coin. A good down payment on the house. Yeah.
Now, one thing that happens a lot of times on All Stars is that you can go from a season of Drag Race to being a fan favorite to going on All Stars and becoming the total opposite, and then the world hates you.
Yeah.
Do you think that that is true? And do you think that that happens a lot of times with these girls?
It does. It does happen. I mean, it almost happened with me. I don't know. But, you know, like sometimes if you're in my situation where your work and your body of work and your person, it all speaks for itself. And people that know you know that this cannot be a true narrative. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to, like, try to win people over. And so I gave up on that. And I accepted that there are going to be people who don't like me. And I don't care. I don't care. They don't know me. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing anything for me. So if you're not buying a ticket, you're not feeding, fucking, or financing me, I don't give a shit about you and what your opinion is of me. You know, the people who know me and get me and understand who I am and what I'm about, that they're there, ride or die. And sometimes, unfortunately, the picture that they paint through editing doesn't always depict the girl in the truest light. And so, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of girls get a bad rap. And, you know I can just go down the list of how many girls have just gotten hate for no reason. Yeah. Just hate. For defending or sticking up for themselves. They become this thing and this confrontational bitch. And it's not about that. It's about, no, bitch, you're not just going to treat me any kind of way. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate. I still miss the old days of Drag Race where we weren't concerned about what the fans thought and we were fully transparent and emotional and we said what the fuck we felt and we took it up, and if there was an issue, we gonna have it in Untuck and we gonna follow through. And if that don't work, then the next morning I'm gonna tell you about yourself first thing before we get the order. Like the day, like back in the day, we did what we did. That's how you do it.
But that's what made it juicy and so good. Mm-hmm, that's why seasons 4, 5, 6 were like
epic.
Great.
Epic, honey.
Those were the ones.
Those were the ones, honey.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Latrice, for stopping by. But before you go, we got to put in our little bets for who we think's going to be. Let's go with the top four. Who do we think's going to be the top four? And then how about we revisit this 13 weeks from now or whatever, and we see
that's how many
if our
weeks is going to be. This is going to be like season 13. It's going to be the longest season ever.
Who are your top four?
Well, obviously, Sonique. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for her for sure. I'm rooting for Eureka, of course. Ginger, of course. I think that Akiria is a force as well. So yeah. That's one, two. That's my four.
I think that I am going to go with the same, but I think I'm going to. You said Sonique. You said Eureka. You said
Ginger,
and you said Akiria. Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to be Raja as opposed to Akiria, but I'm keeping the same.
Okay.
So, okay.
I see.
Ow. Well, where can everybody find you on the socials, Miss Latrice?
Well, I'm everywhere at Latrice Royale. That's it. It's easy breezy.
Oh, wow. That's it? That's it? I was Latrice Royale 1279.
Oh, no, baby, no. I own my shit. I did not let other people take it. I fought hard for this shit.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the special podcast episode, Latrice. Make sure to subscribe to the show. You can rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to send me an email at draggedoutpod@gmail.com. And I might read it on the show next week. I'm also at Joseph A. Shepherd on everything. And we'll see you next week.
Boop,
thank
boop,
you, baby. No.
You're welcome, darling.
Expose yourself. Ooh. Show them what you're all about. Drag.